You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 20th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Oklahoma is implementing an America First certification test for teachers, particularly those relocating from states with progressive education policies like California and New York. This initiative is led by Oklahoma State Superintendent Ryan Walters, who aims to ensure teachers are great teachers and to prevent woke, indoctrinating social justice warriors in the classroom. Walters cited the teaching of gender identity in other states as a motivation for the test. The Oklahoma State Department of Education partnered with PragerU to develop this assessment. The assessment will evaluate educators on their knowledge of the U.S. Constitution, understanding of American exceptionalism, and grasp of biological differences between boys and girls. Walters stated that Oklahoma schools will not be a haven for woke agendas, and that teachers must know the Constitution, respect what makes America great, and understand basic biology. The new assessment aims to protect students from divisive ideologies and leftist propaganda. Walters emphasized that the state aims to raise a generation of patriots, not activists. The America First certification test is designed to assess ideological alignment for teachers relocating to Oklahoma from states with progressive education policies. The test will evaluate educators on their knowledge of the U.S. Constitution, understanding of American exceptionalism, and grasp of fundamental biological differences between boys and girls. Walter stated the test material would be very straightforward, very matter-of-fact, very common sense. The test aims to ensure that teachers align with Oklahoma's commitment to truth, patriotism, and core values, and prevent schools from becoming a haven for woke agendas. While progressive education policies and radical leftist ideology are not explicitly defined, they suggest concepts that Walters labels as woke agendas. These include ideologies pushed in states like California and New York, seen as contrary to Oklahoma's values. The test aims to prevent the teaching of divisive ideologies and ensure classrooms remain places of learning, not indoctrination. The phrase woke indoctrinating social justice warriors characterizes the type of educators and ideologies the test aims to exclude. The test is a response to what Walters perceives as woke agendas from states like California and New York. PragerU, known for conservative educational content, partnered with the Oklahoma State Department of Education to develop the test. This partnership suggests the test content will reflect PragerU's ideological stance, aligning with Walters' goal of combating woke agendas. While specific test questions or format are not yet available, the test will evaluate educators on three critical areas: knowledge of the U.S. Constitution, understanding of American exceptionalism, and grasp of biological differences between boys and girls. The test will include an assessment of teachers' understanding of fundamental biological differences. This emphasis suggests a rejection of gender identity concepts that deviate from a binary understanding of sex. Walters indicated that the test will include a refusal to recognize transgender identity as valid, suggesting that basic biology refers to a traditional understanding of sex. This focus aligns with a broader conservative agenda to limit discussions of gender and sexuality in schools. Concerns have been raised that the test could deter teachers from moving to Oklahoma, especially given the state's existing teacher shortage. Critics suggest the test targets LGBTQ+ educators and progressive values, potentially marginalizing queer youth and educators. The test is expected to be in place by the start of the 2025-26 school year. However, it is unclear whether out-of-state educators hired for that year will need to pass the new requirement. The America First certification test emphasizes American exceptionalism and aims to protect students from divisive ideologies. While not detailing its stance on African-American history or social justice topics, the test's goals suggest a potential impact on how these subjects are taught. The focus on truth, patriotism, and core values could lead to a curriculum that reframes discussions on these topics. This approach raises concerns for African-American communities and advocates for comprehensive history understanding. The omission of specific guidelines on teaching topics like the civil rights movement could result in a whitewashed curriculum. Copyright, African Elements.